Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
In regards to the rent, people are really surprised when I say this, but I think it's pretty similar to my hometown.
Trying to survive, you can't really have the energy to stand up to say, you know, something needs to change because you're exhausted.
Because there are worse places. Yeah, I mean, what a prices, guys.
Yeah. So I'm like, you're being very hypocritical.
Yeah.
So that's what happened, and they brought too many brown people. No.
Now they regret it.
And now they are upset.
Oh, Portugal.
I know.
Like, the taxes are higher than in the Netherlands. Do you think the Portugal is cheap narrative still holds true, and for who?
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Hello and welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. Today we are going to be discussing if Portugal is still affordable. There are a lot of misconceptions out there in the media in regards to if Portugal is still affordable. There's a lot of different feelings in regards to the Portuguese people, in regards to the foreigners that are coming and taking up their apartments in the bigger cities. And it's a lot that's happening in regards to Portugal, foreigners, affordability.
Yeah, prices are changing also here, like a lot, not only the rents, but in general. Yeah. Like,
I mean, just today I went to the grocery store and the meat that I buy for Bella, I noticed it was a euro more. I'm like, what?
Just overnight.
Overnight, I'm like.
It's because you always buy it. That guy was like.
No, I went to the major chain.
Oh, Continent. Okay. Oh, okay.
But yeah.
It was like.
But we're going to be discussing prices, affordability, all those things.
Lifestyle. So, what we spend, our budget, our budgeting, and how we survive here.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to get into it.
Yes.
All right, let's get personal. Okay, so.
It's going to be an interesting one.
I know, Anna, of course, you're always in the hot seat.
Oh, girl.
So there first question. What were your expectations before moving to Portugal about the cost of living, and how did it turn out in reality?
Yeah, of course I did some, like I said, I visited Lisbon 9 times, I did a lot of research, so I feel like also when it comes to the financial part, I was very prepared because I, before I just looked at apartments and I just did a lot of research in general how things are going here when it comes to like the financial part of life. So I guess I wasn't really surprised that Portugal is now, I feel like it's in regards to the rent, people are really surprised when I say this, but I think it's pretty similar to my hometown and maybe even more expensive than that, which is crazy because I'm from the Netherlands. So you would assume that the rent in Netherlands is much higher than in Portugal because the salary in Netherlands is higher also. But yeah, I feel like Portugal really has changed in the last maybe 5 years, especially after COVID, because there were so many people moving here, so many foreigners coming. And yeah, I think, yeah, it's much more expensive now than before. Yeah, I would say I was prepared, but still it's like crazy that it's changed so much.
Especially considering the fact that the Portuguese minimum wage is a lot less than what an average like one bedroom apartment goes for here in Lisbon. So it's like, how do you even survive as a Portuguese citizen?
Yeah, maybe we should
with those types of drastic differences.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. And maybe it's good that we also say something about that salary, because most people don't know, but the average here, they say it's around 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 euros.
But it could be more if you have like a better job and maybe also a better education. But if you don't have education and you have like how do you call that? The type of jobs.
Like minimum wage jobs?
Yeah, kind of, but it's mostly like restaurants.
Like customer service type jobs. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's around 800 even. So that's insane.
800?
Yes.
Wait, they can pay less than minimum wage?
Yeah, I think it depends if you're, if you have like a good education or not. But 1,000 is...
there has to be a minimum wage.
1,000 is kind of average.
And I thought the minimum wage is 1,000, but like I feel like, because in the States, if the minimum wage is this, you can't pay less than that.
Yeah, then the 1,000 is not the minimum.
But maybe after you take out taxes, because they also have to pay taxes out of that 1,000. So maybe what they take home is 800.
That would make more sense. Yeah.
But I know that maybe it starts at 1,000 as minimum wage, and maybe you can go up to 1,500.
Yeah.
Or maybe more, depending on your career or what job you have.
Because I feel like the salaries, they are increasing a little bit, but not that much.
Mm-hmm. Also, too, just a little side note, we are going to have a guest, a Portuguese guest on the show, and we are going to ask them all these questions to get their perspective on everything. So we're just giving our foreign perspective, but it would be good to see how they view
everything. Of course, because there's a lot more to say about this topic, but of course we cannot speak for them. So we're going to do more episodes like this. Yeah, and dive deeper into like the Portuguese perspective, because that's really probably really different than how we experience everything here. So
In regards to moving here, I came from Los Angeles, and Los Angeles is one of the most expensive cities in the States, like, along with New York and San Francisco. I would say New York, San Francisco, then probably Los Angeles. But the rents in Los Angeles are a lot higher than they are here. Even comparable to, because I'm originally from Missouri.
Yeah.
I can't believe like some of the apartments in Missouri are like $1,500 or $1,800 a month. And I'm like, what, in Missouri? I'm like, that is just like blowing my mind. Granted, those are like brand new buildings and blah, 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 blah. But still, it's just like the rent in the States has gone up so much everywhere that coming here, I knew that Lisbon, the rents were a lot higher than any other city in Portugal.
Yeah. It's probably the highest.
But still, comparable to where I came from, it's still really, from my perspective, it's a good price. But
yeah,
if I was living here as a Portuguese citizen and earning Portuguese wages, then no, it would be horrible, because you couldn't, I would have to have a roommate or
because I think in the most places in Europe and the States and everywhere, like, rent is increasing. It's like a global issue, but then also the salaries are increasing, and I feel like in some places, especially in Portugal, that's not the case. So that's where it's like get stuck,
yeah,
because then, you know,
Yeah.
How are you gonna live? I know.
It's crazy. Like you have to have like multiple jobs just to survive. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the way I think super outside the box. So
start a podcast.
Yeah. I feel like in a way, like a lot of people that are in charge kind of want it that way because it makes it easier to control still. And, you know, if you're too busy trying to survive, you can't really have the energy to stand up to say, you know, mm-hmm. something needs to change because you're exhausted.
Yeah, it's really complex.
Yeah. But that's a whole nother topic to get into.
Exactly. And we will, especially with the guests. Mm-hmm. We're really curious to hear their stories. Yeah. Do you have something more to say for your expectations, or you don't want to go to the...
We can dive deeper into like specifics of like, but it was more so about the cost of living, mm-hmm. right? I knew that it was going to be more beneficial for me to be here than to be in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me it would be about the same. Because I needed to move out of my apartment at some point anyway. So when I would find another apartment, I think I would pay the same price. Mm. Yeah. So I think would be similar.
I'm curious. So if the rents are similar, the same in Netherlands, how mm-hmm. is the price of everything else comparisons from the Netherlands to here for you? Like in regards to like the grocery store and
I think
everyday shopping, is it the same or is it less or is it?
Yeah, I would say groceries nowadays in Netherlands, they are very expensive. But I have to give a little side note. I haven't been there in months and I feel like it's changing very fast. Mm. So I cannot say anything about it for like this moment. But when I left, I think it was still affordable. But I also think it really depends on what you're getting. Because I have a very Mediterranean diet. Mm. So that's like vegetables, fruits, beans. So I feel like here it's very affordable to buy that type of food, but also in the Netherlands it was very affordable. And I think here especially the fruit and the vegetables are cheaper than in the Netherlands. I also found that in Portugal the tax on or the VAT on food is 6% and in Netherlands it's 9%. So that makes also the groceries cheaper. Mm. And I think here because Portugal is kind of like far in the sense that especially for example if you want to buy feta cheese or something because it's Greek, it's like further, so some products are more expensive, like some Italian kind of stuff or Greek food or whatever, mm-hmm. because of the transport, which makes sense. So
I don't know, that seems weird to me because I'm from the States, so everything is like. And I feel like Europe, it's all connected. You can connect through transport as well.
Yeah, but still, I think as a customer, you still pay for the transport.
Because it's like, from my mindset, if something's coming from Italy, it's like, okay, we understand that because it has to cross the water. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, you just drive.
Yeah, but still. Europe That's is not just a country
from my perspective because it's like it's all connected.
Yeah, of course it's connected, but then all those countries, they have different rules. So it depends on the country where it's going, depends on the country where it's from, depends on the transport company, they're not all the same, depends on the country as well.
That makes sense. Okay,
so I think it has to do with also the distance but also the type of product and the companies in general. So
I'm just saying from an American mindset, from my mindset, I feel like it would be cheaper and not as expensive because we have to get it from overseas, whereas here it's like already not too far
but that's why the fruits and the vegetables are so cheap compared to other products, because they are from Portugal.
Mm.
So that's why they are so cheap. And the quality is really good.
Like in the Netherlands, that's why the fruit is more expensive, because it's not coming from the Netherlands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, some types of food come from there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of products coming from further, especially like the oranges, for example, these type of things. Avocados, they're really expensive. But also in Portugal, they're kind of expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe even more expensive than Netherlands.
I'm trying to think in comparison to the States, because I always, when I go to the store here, everything's in kilograms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always like, I don't really know how much this is really, because how I've been trying to process it is, okay, so kilograms, okay, I'll divide it by, like, it's like 2 pounds, I think, is a kilogram. I could be wrong, but I think it is. So I will just divide it by 2 to try and figure out how much something is from my mindset, because we buy everything in like pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just say this, when I go to the store, I really don't know how much anything it really is.
Yeah.
When it comes to the fruit and things like that, I just, unless they have a thing where I can weigh it myself and get the thing, I don't know. I just guess. I'm like, we'll see.
Yeah, that makes it harder to get like a sense of the prices, to make like a comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll look at the receipt and I'm like, oh, the avocado was like €1 for an avocado.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I think about in the States, like I would get like a bag of avocado. I would go to Trader Joe's a lot. And I think that was like $3 or $4 but they were like little ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bit hard to guess, because I feel like some type of fruit and vegetables here, they are bigger than in Netherlands, especially like the bell pepper, like the and the avocados are sometimes super big, so it's like...
Yeah, I only need like one,
actually.
And it's so funny, like I have to go to the store. I go to the store like multiple times a week, I feel, because I'm like... It's also very close. And then also, too, I don't want to buy too much, because in my mindset, coming from the States, I would, like, buy for, like, the week or for, a couple weeks or, like... But here, I don't feel like I can do that.
But because it's, like, too much to...
Yeah, and then I don't want it to go bad.
Yeah,
but I feel like... I don't know.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Also with like the hot days and stuff that we had. You couldn't leave anything out of the fridge, basically.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, it's just different how I shop here.
Yeah.
And how I shop back in the States.
Yeah, it's also because you have to walk.
Yeah, but that would make me want to like just only go once in a while. But I have to go multiple times.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
let's get to the next question.
Yeah. I think we already touched a bit on the because it's about the comparison to your home country.
Oh, we can talk about the vet. I can talk about the comparison with the vet. Let's say if Bella ever gets sick, I would much rather be here in Portugal.
than I can imagine. States.
Just a vet visit, I think, is only €20.
Like a consult.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I was in the vet some months ago, and then they had like this note like, oh, the price of the consult have increased, but still it was maybe 25. And I was like...
Mm-hmm. And then like if I had to go for an emergency, I think it was... They charge 85, but that's still cheaper than a regular visit in the States for Bella, because I think they charged 100 and something.
But why is it so expensive?
Why is everything expensive in the States? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. That's why it's like, by traveling so much outside the country, it really opens your eyes, and it's like, well, why are we being charged all this money for something? And like here, I can get it so much cheaper, and they have a better quality of life. And it just really opens your mind. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why? Why? Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
And also, like, do you have something to say about the taxes?
Oh, the taxes. Because
I think it's really different for you.
It is different in the States, but I think it's kind of trickery in the States because it makes you think like you're not paying that much taxes, but you really are. Because let's say the base taxes, depending on how much you make, like let's say the minimum amount is like 21% or something. But then each state charges you taxes. Mm-hmm. So that's like California, I think, charges like 10%. And then when you go buy things, you have to pay tax on everything that you buy. Mm-hmm. So if you really add up everything, you're probably paying maybe 30, 40% in tax and you don't even realize it. And then you have to buy healthcare. And you even if you buy healthcare and you have a membership or whatever, and you go to the doctor, you still have to do a copay. Mm-hmm. And then they only pay a certain amount. So then if you reach that limit, then you have to pay extra. Going, if you had an emergency and you called the ambulance and you don't have insurance in the States, that's $10,000.
Wow.
Here, if you call the ambulance, I think it's free or it's like maybe
free?
It's like, I actually saw a post on that Facebook page that mm-hmm. I was in, and they said that she was here on vacation and she had an accident. She called the ambulance, they did x-rays and they did all this stuff, and her bill was 100 euros.
Yeah, but then she probably has good insurance.
No, she didn't have insurance. And I was like,
but that's really unreal, right? This can be real. That's what I'm saying.
Why would she lie?
I don't know. Facebook.
Don't trust Facebook. But there were other people who had the same similar stories.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, what? So, I don't know. One person, they did say that they had paid for insurance. Mm-hmm. And they had reached their maximum. So, they had to pay, I think it was like $500. Or something for some big procedure or something.
Okay.
But still, 500? Are you kidding me? Like, any person in America would be like, please, can yeah. I?
Yeah.
Add another zero to that. Like, every little thing in the state is, like, exponentially expensive for no reason.
But also, if you have insurance, you still pay a lot. Mm-hmm. But how much is the insurance monthly?
Thousands.
For insurance?
For insurance.
But it doesn't really cover you in the end?
Only a certain amount.
What is that amount?
Or it depends. Every insurance company is different. And then also it depends on the person and then what package you choose.
Yeah, okay.
It's like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I know some people who pay like $1,000 a month for insurance.
Okay.
And there's people who can pay less. And I don't know. It's just, it varies.
Wow.
It's just, I don't know. And then because everything is so expensive to go to the hospital or to do something like that, a lot of people don't. And then mm-hmm. they'll just like try and figure it out. Like if there was an emergency or something, people will try and like not have to call the ambulance if possible.
Of course, yeah.
Because it's like there's so many people that go into debt and bankruptcy mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they had an accident.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Do they also go to other countries to get like treatment, or is that not a thing? Maybe it's also too
people
expensive.
Do for like plastic surgery because it's cheaper.
Yeah, okay, but everybody does.
But I think probably so.
Wow.
Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it is here because I'm like fortunate enough that I've never been in that situation that I needed to go for an emergency visit or something yeah. here. But I know how it is in the Netherlands, and you have it's something called your own risk. And it's either, I don't know about the exact prices now, but I remember it was around 385 or it's around 500, and the highest is around 800 something. So if you have like the cheapest insurance, your own risk is higher. So let's say it's around 800.
What does that mean?
If you go to the hospital, for example, you have that ambulance picking you up, you have to pay at least that 800, it's like your own risk, so that's your own cost. But if you pay more insurance and you have less own risk, so let's say 380 385, and you have an emergency or the ambulance comes for you, then you only pay that 385.
So is this a monthly payment or?
No, it's just when there's
an... Oh, just when you have an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And you just pay insurance. And I think my mine used to be around 144 monthly.
So you have to have that insurance in order to do the own risk, or the own risk is if you don't have insurance?
No, you have to have insurance. In Netherlands, you cannot live without. It's like... How
okay.
you say that?
Against the law or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to have it. But of course, if you want to save money, you can say like, and if you never go to the doctor or whatever, you're perfectly healthy, you can say, okay, I want to pay less insurance. And mm-hmm. then your own risk is higher. But I remember I did that one time also. And mm-hmm. then I had that emergency visit. And then I had to pay that 890 something mm-hmm. own risk. So then after that, I put it back to 385, but then the insurance is higher.
Mm.
But then if something happens, you're covered.
Yeah.
So you only have to pay that 380 something. So I think that's...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. In regards to here in Portugal, I'll say I got private insurance. I just got the basic insurance because mm-hmm. I never go to the doctor. And it's only 22 euro a month.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, what a prices, guys.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
The difference. Yeah.
But it's like, I'm just so grateful that I am here and have the opportunity to have that option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we want to? Do we have something more?
Oh, do we? Did we talk about the public transport? Oh,
public transport.
In regards to public transport, I feel like the prices are pretty reasonable. I've never used public transport back in the States because everybody has a car, mm-hmm. pretty much. But the buses here are around €2.25, and then the metro.
I think it's
about the
similar
same.
Similar now. Similar. I remember it was 150, 160, then it became 180. So it's also increasing pretty fast now.
I would say the Ubers and the Bolts here are very affordable compared to anywhere else.
Yeah.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, because the salaries are so low.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, they should be getting a lot more, but...
Yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah, because I'm like, how do they pay for gas and with the price of the Ubers?
Yeah. And even sometimes for the car. Because then it's not even their own car. I'm like, do you...
So I found out about that thing. So basically, people buy the cars and then they give them to someone to rent the car to drive for Uber. And they have to pay that person a weekly... or monthly fee for the car. So basically all the money that they're making by doing the rides and stuff, they have to pay for the car, and then whatever's left over they get to keep.
But they cannot get like a car loan for themselves?
I guess not. I don't know.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
How did you find out?
From that
that airport guy.
Yeah.
Watch episode 4, guys, about their juicy date story.
So he was telling me that he does that. He buys the cars and he hires the people to, and they have to pay him. I was like, how can they pay you that much and then make any money? I was like, this is like slave labor.
It's a red flag.
Yeah. I was like, but how do they? He's like, well, that's not my problem. They just have to, this is what they have to pay for the car. And they just have to. Whatever they make is what it's based off of how much they want to work.
What an asshole.
I don't know. But I don't think he's the only one that's doing it.
No,
I feel like that's
not.
Like how they're, but it's like they're, I feel like it's exploiting the foreigners that are here that they're trying to kick out. I don't know. So it's like, how can you like, 'cause he was also one of those people that was like, there's too many foreigners and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, the foreigners are making you money. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, he had properties where he would rent out and they're all foreign. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you're being very hypocritical.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because he's profiting.
He's profiting from it. Also. Yes. But then doesn't. Yeah. Yes, so.
Yeah, that makes it very complicated here because everything in society is kind of like connected, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of needs each other also. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can say like you have to go or whatever, but then who's taking that job, you know?
You still need because people. If all of the foreigners left that are doing these jobs that no one wants to do, people would be like, wait, what? Though I feel like the whole system would collapse.
Yeah, it will. And if for example, like with all the visa situation, mm-hmm. because there was a time that they maybe wanted to quit some of the visas, right, here. Mm-hmm. But imagine if they do that, then it's also like less money coming. So it's like...
And I kind of understand why they started doing that, because all of the Portuguese people were leaving because mm-hmm. of the salaries were too low. And the Portuguese people are very educated because yeah, education here is like very affordable. And I think it's not that expensive. Well, I'm coming from the States, so that's my mindset. Because in the States, if you want to go to college, it's going to cost you $100,000. Mm-hmm. So... A lot of the young were leaving. Mm-hmm. So then it's nothing but older people here. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how is the country going to survive, you know? So it's like, okay, well, we have to bring in people to work.
Yep.
So that's what happened. And they brought too many brown people. No.
Now they regret it.
Now they are upset.
Too late now. It's too late. Everybody's already here. Oh, Portugal.
I know. Okay, what are some things that are surprisingly expensive in Portugal that people didn't expect? That people wouldn't expect?
Well, yeah, other than like the rent, because I think people still think that you can live cheap in Portugal. Well,
you can if you're not in the city.
Exactly.
Like you could, a girl that I met, she told me that she was renting because she was driving down south, and like mm-hmm. halfway there she stopped at this town and she found a one bedroom apartment for only €300 a month. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah. What? Girl, we were living our best life. We don't have to work anymore.
Wait, let me just get a car and I'll just drive.
We can record a podcast there. Don't talk to anyone. Bye.
But yeah, it's possible.
It is
possible.
But you're possible.
Just not going to be in the city.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I think what I found out here, what surprised me the most, is that secondhand, it's so expensive. It's even more expensive than new.
Yeah.
Because I think a couple of days ago, I went to Humana. That's like those, yeah. I think they have a lot of locations in Lisbon, but they also have it in different countries. It's kind of this secondhand store. Mm-hmm. But it really depends because you have like the normal Humana and then you have now also Humana Vintage. Mm. And what they sell in Humana Vintage, it's even like uglier and more like outdated than the other Humana. And they charge more because I found clothes just like... something that you're wearing right now, like a jumper or a blouse or just something like normal. Mm-hmm. And it was secondhand. Mm-hmm. And they charged like €16 for something that is worn. Uh-uh. And it's some even had like some spots on it. And it's like, it's not even clean, you know? It's like, come on, it's secondhand. You cannot charge €16 for...
Oh my goodness.
You can even go to like Bershka, Stradivarius or Pull and Bear and find a new sweater for €16, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like here they... Because maybe... vintage or secondhand is maybe a bit upcoming. I don't know, but I just think if you compare to Netherlands, secondhand there is like secondhand, and mm-hmm. the prices are also secondhand.
Yeah.
It's just really cheap.
Yeah.
And here, where I also struggled with in the beginning was buying furniture, because in the beginning I also didn't know where to buy it, like other than IKEA, because IKEA is everywhere, yeah. but it's just not really my vibe. So I was looking for other places, but I noticed that in general, like, furniture is really expensive. Even IKEA is expensive here. It's more expensive than in the Netherlands. Mm. And that probably also has to do with the transport, because it's like from the Scandinavian countries. So it's like further to go to Portugal. So in a way, it makes sense. But I'm still looking for affordable interior, like furniture and stuff. So if someone has like a good tip for it, let us know in the comments, because I feel like even after a year, I'm still a bit lost in that field. Because yeah, it's just so much more expensive.
Like on average, from what you've seen, like when you went to go look at furniture, like how much is like a couch?
Yeah, it depends of course a bit on the material and the quality and where you buy it, but I've seen around 1,000.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't spend 1,000 on a couch. And also I was looking for side tables for my living room, but also I wanted to have like a cute nightstand, and those were also around 150 to 200
for a side table.
Yeah,
wow.
So I was like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna spend so much on a side table and even like a nightstand. And of course you have these like IKEA looking nightstands that are maybe like 60 or something, but still like it doesn't look nice. So then I feel like 60 is even too expensive. I just want something nice for like a normal price. But that is, I don't know.
I've so always been that person where I bought all of my furniture and everything secondhand. I would like literally, I was like, you guys can go pay full price for it and then I'll buy it from you after you've only had it for a couple months because you got to leave or something. Because people were always coming in and out of LA and they would buy all this furniture and then they're like, oh, I have to leave. So they're trying to sell it. So I'm like, okay, I'll get it from you.
Yeah, that's also how I worked, because also then because you have to build the furniture most of the times. So I was like, okay, I can just pick it up and it's already built, you know, I don't have to do anything.
Like even in LA, they'll just put stuff out on the curb and put a sign free. So you're like, oh, that's nice, I'll take that.
That's also how I found some furniture.
Why not?
I also saw that a lot in Netherlands, but I feel like here people want to earn for it. Although it's like super cracky.
There's no free sign. There's like an extra 10% added.
Literally. It's like becoming like it increased over time. It's like inflation on the secondhand stuff.
Inflation on secondhand.
It is, because you have these platforms called OLX. OLX.
Yeah, OLX.
And I was looking there because I was like, oh, maybe it's easier and secondhand, like cheaper, blah, blah. It wasn't cheaper at all. And then you have to arrange like an appointment and pick it up, get an Uber, get your stuff there. So I was like, this is not convenient at all. In Netherlands, I would just go to, I lived super close to this secondhand place and they would sell super nice stuff for like 10 euro, 20 euros. And I would just go there with my bicycle and then I buy something and I just put it on the bike, you know? And then I was just driving home 5 minutes. Didn't take you time, didn't take you so much money.
Yeah.
You could find nice things because people kept bringing stuff, new stuff, new used stuff, but they kept bringing it every week. So they had a lot of different items every time. And here I feel like it's so different with the whole secondhand scene.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's interesting, yeah. I would say that I noticed that the vehicles, the cars here are way more expensive than you would buy even anywhere else in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, because of Portuguese charges a an extra tax or something on vehicles.
Oh.
But it's like they were saying that they're like double the price than if you can go to, like, I guess for new vehicles. Because even some of the Uber drivers were telling me, like, yeah, we buy our cars in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And then we...
Dutch people also do that. Everything there is cheaper. The is groceries, it? The gas, the cars, the houses. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. So that's what they were telling me.
Wow.
Yeah. But I noticed the secondhand on the cars are actually... pretty reasonable, but I do notice that the cars are very older here. Mm. But there's a lot of older cars, but they're very well taken care of.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird that it's so so pricey. You wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, but everyone was telling me, yeah, don't buy a car in Portugal. go to Germany.
Yeah,
but I don't know how they bring it here without paying the extra tax, or how do they get around it, or I don't know, maybe it's cheaper to buy it there and just pay that tax, and it's still cheaper than actually buying a car here in Portugal. I'm not sure the specifics of it.
No, me neither, but could be.
I've had multiple people tell me that's what they do.
Yeah, could be, but I also feel like in general the additional tax, like I think it's called VET for you. We call it in Dutch BTW. it's pretty high in Portugal, as people wouldn't expect. It's 23%. Mm-hmm. In Netherlands, it's
21%.
It's even less.
Mm.
So that's pretty high for...
Yeah. But did you know here in Portugal, like if you make over 85,000 a year, your tax is 48%?
Yes.
I
was looking into that also for this episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you earn like above average or like on the higher side of the standard, it's not even like the taxes are higher than in the Netherlands. And it shouldn't be like that.
It's like the people are barely making any money as it is.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, if you start to do a little bit better, nope. I know
because everybody in Netherlands always complaining about the taxes, and I get because it's still a lot, but then you should really do some investigation to other countries and also see what salary they have, because there are worse places that are worse in Europe for sure. Yeah, so that really surprised me, the income tax and also the additional tax. Yeah.
The clothing here, is it pretty comparable to the Netherlands?
I think
the stores.
I think it depends a bit where you go. Inditex stores, that's how I call it, because I work there. It's like Pull&Bear, Stradivarius, Zara, Bershka. Those are from Inditex, and Inditex is Spanish.
Okay, I don't have no idea what you just said, but what is all of this? These are stores?
Yeah, okay. But you never shop, so you don't know. You always order online.
I know. But then also, too, these are shops in Netherlands, so I wouldn't know.
No.
Oh.
It's here also.
Oh.
It's like a Spanish company.
There you go.
If you go to Rua Augusta in the center, you have, on the left side, you have them in a row. You have Pull&Bear, Bershka, Zara, Stradivarius.
Oh, okay, Zara.
Zara.
Okay.
Zara.
Oh, okay, got it.
We say
I know Zara. Okay, got it.
Zara. But I worked in Pull&Bear in Netherlands. And when we got a delivery, we had to kind of change the prices. Because the Spanish price... that's also how they sell it here in Portugal, with like the Spanish price on it. It's cheaper. So I don't know how it is right now. I hope now they have some technique for it, like that it goes automatically or something, because we had to do it for every item that got shipped. So we had those delivery days, and then we would, I think our day started at 6:30 or 7:00. And then we would unpack everything and take those prices off. And sometimes there was an item that we forgot to take the price out. And then people were like, yeah, but this says it's 22. And then actually the price was 26 because I think it has, I don't know the exact percentage. But let's say if the Spanish price was 44 or something, then Dutch price would be 49, something like that. I don't know how it is now, but that's kind of like the how it was. And then people would always complain if we left on accident, like the wrong price.
Did you guys honor it if you left it on there or no?
Sometimes. Yeah, it depends a bit on the situation and stuff. So anyway, like that, that stores here are cheaper than in the Netherlands because it's a Spanish company, so it makes more sense.
Okay.
Also has to do with the transport, probably.
Yeah.
And for other stores, I think it's pretty similar. I think clothes in general, like, got also more expensive.
Yeah.
So
in the States, the only place I would really ever go to shop, it's called Ross.
Ross?
It's a store called Ross. It's basically, they take all the clothing from like the major brand stores, like Macy's and like these high-end stores, and they give them all the products, I guess, that didn't sell during the season or whatever.
Yeah.
So it would just be there, and I would always just go there and shop.
You were like, discounts.
Yes. And it was like, I didn't have to deal with malls. I could just go into one store, and like, it was organized to where I know where, if I needed something, just like boom, boom, boom. And then I'd be out. Yep.
Yeah, but that works, right?
Yeah. So it's funny.
Yeah. Because I said, like, previous, that the rent in Netherlands, well, my hometown, I don't know about other cities, but it's kind of the same as here. But I forgot to mention something really important about Netherlands, and that is the cost of heating. Because, yeah, sometimes if you rent a place, then it's included. So then you don't have to worry about anything.
That's nice.
Yeah. But in most cases, it's excluded because people might underestimate the cost of heating. Because I feel like in Netherlands, it's one of the most expensive countries for heating, like how it is right now. So people literally in winter are kind of like afraid to turn up their heater. Some people even can't afford it anymore. So they're just literally in the cold. Because one of my friends, her parents had, they had quite a big house. And it wasn't that well isolated. It was like an old house.
Insulated, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what did I say?
Isolated.
That's not the word. What is it?
Insulated.
Insulated?
Yeah. Oh. Isolated means like you're being isolated from a group or something.
Insulated.
Insulated means it's being insulated.
Oh. Well, anyway. And the parents had to pay around $1,000 a month only for heating. So if you have to, I mean, it's not that extreme for if you rent like a smaller place, like an apartment, usually it's better insulated. But that will also come on top of your rent.
Yeah.
So, and it's cold in Netherlands. So people, yeah, I mean,
I can talk on in regards to utilities from the States and to here in comparison to like, let's say a one bedroom. So in the States, for electricity, and that did not include heat because my electricity, the heat was on gas, so the electricity, the the bill was normally like a hundred, no wait, because it was bi-monthly, so it was probably like $75, I think,
for
electricity,
only electricity
for a one bedroom.
Okay.
In LA,
yeah,
a month. The gas was what we used for heat.
Yeah.
And then when we actually used it during the winter, it was more like 50, about 50 a month, maybe more if we used it a lot. And then here, the electricity for me here in the one bedroom, it varies between 38 euros to, in the winter when I use the heating, I think it was 90.
Oh.
Yeah.
But did you use the heating every day?
Yes, because it was fucking cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think also your apartment is not that well insulated.
Yeah.
Especially not in the winter. So
yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah. You only have the electric heating, right?
Just the electric heating. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And then for internet in the States, it cost me $75 mm-hmm. a month. Here, I was able to get my internet, cell phone with unlimited call, text, and television,
mm-hmm.
A box with a lot of channels. And they gave me an Amazon Prime membership for a year and a TV.
Wow.
And that is 67 euros a month. Like, I was like, what? Literally. Like, in the States, a cell phone, your monthly cell phone bill is 100 or more.
That's crazy.
And your internet, I said, was 75. And then what was the other
water.
Thing? Oh, if you want to have television, you have to get cable. And that's another, let's say, 75 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I didn't have to pay for water for the apartment, because it was an apartment building, so the landlord had to pay because they couldn't separate it to charge you. But here I pay for water, but that's included in my electric bill. So I guess my electric bill is the 35 to 90 that includes water.
Really?
No, wait.
I think it's separate.
No, that includes the gas. I'm sorry. Oh. The electric and my gas bill are together.
Yeah. Makes more sense.
So, and that's the 38 to 90.
Okay.
But the water bill, I think it's only been like 28 euros a month.
28?
Yeah.
That much.
Is that a lot?
Yeah. Mine are usually 14.
Really?
Yeah. And I shower every day and I drink so much water. I feel like I use a lot of water. Hmm. Maybe it depends on the company. We have to dive into this later.
I mean, coming from the States, I'm like, oh, that's fine. No, I'm just
really
because, well, I didn't have to pay for water. Well, I pay for water for my property.
Yeah,
and that's like 100 a month. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think water here is more expensive than in the Netherlands.
Oh, so maybe I take really long showers then.
I don't know what you're doing could be.
Because I didn't know that was like a lot.
I mean, it's not a lot.
I guess compared to you, 14.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what a normal thing is. I just
I just
got the bill and
but
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just assumed that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I didn't, because I don't, I mean,
yeah.
I guess the only thing is I take long showers, I guess.
I don't know, but I feel like, I don't know, because in Netherlands I had also the utilities included, so mm-hmm. I don't know what is a normal price for water there, but I spoke about it with my mom and she was like, well, water is more expensive in Portugal than in the Netherlands, because they only pay for water once in 3 months. Here you get a monthly bill, and last month or month before I paid 19, but I feel like for me it varies between 14 to 20, 15 to 20.
What company do you have?
Apple?
Me too.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm using a lot of water.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I forgot to mention that in the Netherlands, the heating goes also with the gas. So that's also why it's so expensive. It's not the electricity, it's the gas that makes it so expensive. And I feel like here, I don't know, they recently changed something in my contract for the electricity.
Here in Portugal?
Yeah, yeah. Because when I arrived, it was around 35 a month. And then I had some months in the beginning of the year and it was 74. It just doubled. And apparently something had changed, and then there was a guy coming from the company, and then he helped me and all my neighbors with a different contract because people were complaining that it got so expensive. So now they made like a discount and then changed something, so now it's gone back to like the original price. But yeah, okay. That's
I know because they keep sending me different emails and things like that because I have
EDP.
Yeah, EDP, and there's different contracts. Like you can do one where you pay us the same amount every month, and then if there's extra left over at the end of the month, you have to pay the balance or something like that.
Okay.
And then I noticed that I have to submit the readings, mm-hmm. and if I don't submit the readings, they'll just give me an estimate cost.
Oh.
Yeah, and I guess I missed some emails and I hadn't paid attention, so my bill went. It was like 50 euros a month. And then they say, well, and then I got the email and I saw it to put the reading on there. So I put mm-hmm. the reading on it and it went down to 38.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So they estimate if you don't put the reading on there.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. 38 is a lot better.
Yeah. And then, of course, the people have to come here and look at the readings, which is annoying. Because everything is inside my mm-hmm. apartment. So just the other day, someone came to read the gas. But what I did was I took the little note that they put on the door mm-hmm. and I wrote down the number. And then when she came, I just handed it to her.
What do you mean, the number?
Because it tells you what number they need.
Oh, you did it yourself.
So I did it myself. So she didn't have to come up here, look at it. I was like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost nice. Like just taped it to the door, but I didn't know if it would stay.
Oh, yeah.
Because they come early and sometimes, you know, I like to sleep in. So
yeah, yeah. Especially today.
Especially today, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Next one. By the way, I changed because it's getting colder also in Portugal. For the people that are watching. I have a different outfit right now. Do you think the Portugal is cheap narrative still holds true? And for who?
I would say... coming from my perspective, being an American and how expensive America is, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think from the perspective of a Portuguese citizen, I would say in Lisbon, not so much. Maybe outside in the countryside, maybe yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like here in Lisbon, the only thing that's like super expensive is the rent, but everything else is very reasonably priced.
Yeah, but I think for Portuguese people,
still no.
Lisbon was never cheap to begin with because everything is kind of like attached to the salary. So I think for them, it was just a normal price. And I also see that the closer you come to the center,
mm-hmm.
the more expensive it is. Because yeah. there's a lot of restaurants and coffee places that have yeah. like Amsterdam prices.
There, like, yeah. Yes. Like some of the places I was like, this is like LA prices. So I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So I feel like those people are definitely like targeting the foreigners.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like foreigner... Mm-hmm. friendly type of establishments here in Lisbon,
but yeah,
you can still find the traditional Portuguese places that's reasonably priced. But yeah.
yeah, you can
some
still
of the foreigner
them.
Places are expensive. I yeah. was like very surprised.
Yeah, like what the 6 euros for like a coffee or a matcha or something.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah, and even like that little kiosk like in the park close to my house where we go for the happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I moved, like the sangria was €3.80.
Mm.
And I think now it's even 4 or 4.50. So even like outside of the center, it's the prices yeah. are rising.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I would say compared to...
It depends on who you ask this question
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would say Portugal is cheap. It's not, I don't know, from like a Dutch perspective.
I wouldn't say cheap. I would say yeah. affordable. Because I feel cheap is like very...
But that's what it says. The question.
That's what you wrote.
No, it's your question.
That's my question?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's change it now into affordable. But still, I don't know if it changes the outcome of the my answer because I think
it just sounds better.
Yeah, that's true. But I think a lot of foreigners think about Portugal as cheap, like literally. Yes, so
they do.
Yeah, I mean,
they do.
We don't know who's watching, but I think
I mean, if you're coming from America, Portugal is cheap.
Exactly.
If you're coming from America, because in America, if you want to buy a drink, it's $15.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to order food, if you're going to a restaurant, get ready to spend $100 mm-hmm. for two people. That's just the norm.
Yeah.
It's like, go to a fast food restaurant and you're going to spend $30. It makes no sense,
mm-hmm.
but those are the prices in the States. So when you come here and you're like, what? I can get a beer for a euro? What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can get this big beer, like in the States, I would have to pay $10 and I can get it for €3. You're like, this is heaven, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, that was my perspective when I came here the first time. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, Portugal.
Yeah, it's really different.
Yeah. But that's what we also have to say is, like, depends on who you ask.
Yeah, of course. But that's also the question. Like, is it still cheap or affordable? But for who?
Yes.
So if you're American, then...
Yes, it is.
It's cheap. And I would say, I cannot speak for whole Europe, of course, but I think it really depends where you're from.
Yeah.
But now with all the prices increasing, I don't know if it's still that affordable anymore.
I think Lisbon. Lisbon is expensive.
Yeah, okay. If you go live on the countryside, but that's really affordable. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking now about
Lisbon or...
Yeah.
Porto. But Porto is a lot cheaper than Lisbon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, because when I was deciding on... Because I was still trying to decide if I wanted to come to Lisbon or Porto at the time. And I was looking at apartments in Porto, and I was looking at apartments here, and Porto was cheaper.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can consider moving. No, I'm joking. We're not. We love Lisbon. Is there anything you do to budget or save money? And if so, what do you do? Like, how does your daily expenses look like in Portugal?
I would say I'm not a spender. I'm not a shopper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a consumer. I literally buy what I need, and that's pretty much it. I do, like, every now and again, I might buy, like... some clothes, but it's like very rare, because I kind of get into the zone of, like, I have certain things that I like, and I always just wear them over and over again. So but I do sometimes see something like, oh, that's cute, and I'll get it, but of course it's like online, because I don't like going to the store. But I would say I literally just spend my money on food and utilities, rent, just the basics. Like, I'm very simple in that way. Like, I don't need a lot. Like, I spend my money on experiences. So I would say, okay, little girl, I would say going to restaurants and things like that. Exactly. I feel like that's an experience, so that's what I spend my money on. And then traveling, but I haven't actually traveled that much since I moved here, which is kind of interesting for me.
Me neither.
I think a lot of it does have to do with the fact that I have Bella, so it kind of hinders me a little bit.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually had the desire to actually go anywhere, really, which is, like, interesting, too, because I tend to do things based on how I feel. Like, I trust my intuition with certain things, and, like, if I feel, like, something, like, I need to go somewhere, then I'm like, okay, I need to go somewhere.
Yeah.
But I haven't had that feeling, so...
It's because you're home now.
I know. I guess so. Yeah, but in regards to, like, budgeting, I just buy what I need. But I've always been that way.
Yeah. It's not different now that you're here.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I would say I do go out more, like, to restaurants. Like, I didn't go out very much in the States because it was too expensive.
Yeah.
But here, because of the prices... are a lot better than they are in the States, I'm able to go out more to dinner.
Yeah. So then you're not really looking at the prices.
It's just your... Yeah.
you're open to?
I'm open. I mean, I still look at the prices, mm-hmm. but like...
Yeah, but I mean beforehand, before you go to a restaurant. Let's say someone invites you.
Oh, I just go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like maybe back in the States, I'd be like... Mm.
Yeah. I'm sick. I can't come.
I'll meet you guys after. But yeah, what about for you?
Yeah, I would also say like I spend more money on doing things because here there's more events that you can go to, and I really like to work in coffee bars. Mm. And I must say like the last months I didn't go for dinner that much. I think also with like yeah, this time I had other priorities spending my money on. And I really like to cook, so that really helps. And yeah, in general, my groceries are not that expensive. I feel like if I compare it to other people, I save a lot of money on groceries. Mm-hmm. But that's just because of my diet, my lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's just very, very cheap. I think for a week, I spend around 30 euros on groceries.
I think in regards to me, Bella spends the most of my money on groceries because of the food that I make for her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I understand because I kind of eat similar to how you eat.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that's pretty affordable because of the vegetables and fruits, everything, the beans and stuff, that's super, super cheap and mm-hmm. it's good for you. So that's in general, I think, where I save the most money on. But that was mm-hmm. already in Netherlands was the same. And other things, I don't have subscriptions because I really don't like subscriptions. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't feel like I'm in control about my own money if it's like you're kind of tied to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the only things I have is like my phone, of course my utilities, but that's not really a subscription because you need it, but still it's monthly, right?
Yeah.
And the Wi-Fi, but that's only like recently.
Yeah.
And like insurance.
Yeah.
But those are like the basics. Yeah. I don't have any like fun subscription that's like either. Kind of like a waste of money. Yeah. But that's not really different than in Netherlands. It's just how I used to live. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you on that. That it's just how you've always lived. And also when it comes to traveling, I think I saved a lot of money on traveling because I don't travel anymore. It's like who am I? I used to always travel. Mm-hmm. But I'm just so comfy now in Lisbon and in my apartment, and because the rent is like higher than what I paid in Netherlands, I'm also like, you know, I want to make the most of the rent and just enjoy my time in my house.
The house is the vacation.
The house is literally the vacation. Yeah,
I love it.
So yeah, and I'm also not really a consumer. Well, I have these phases mm-hmm. because now it's getting like fall and winter, so I'm like, okay, I want to make my house cozy. But that's because I'm gonna spend more time in my house, and I'm also gonna work more.
You like
from
to decorate
home.
And I'm use your creative juices
exactly.
with that.
Yeah, and I'm very like seasonal with everything, like food, makeup, interior, just my whole vibe, like how I feel. So I just feel like that really helps me feel good, feel productive. So it's also like a mental health thing that I'm like, okay, I need to make some changes now and then. So I recently bought some side tables and a nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
Although I live here for more than a year, I didn't have that. So it took me a lot of time to find the things. So I can be a spender if I, in that specific moment.
Yeah.
But that's only a moment. And then
it's
I have
like
months of not
buying. You're
being
like creative though. In those moments.
Yeah. Yeah, and with clothes, I like to go to the Humana, like we spoke about already in the episode. Mm-hmm. But that's more also laziness, because then I don't have to go to like the center with like all those things going on, you know? Like it's so crowded, and that Humana, I can just walk there, and it's like, it's also kind of like limited, because it's not that big, and they have different things every week. So it's like, I don't know, I feel like I have a good overview there. And recently, actually this week, I bought a pajama, like not really for to sleep, but just for chill at home. Mm-hmm. It's like these kind of thick material things. Mm. It's like very warm, and I think for the winter will be perfect because we don't have heaters here in Portugal.
Yeah.
And they had 50% discount on everything.
Oh, nice.
It's crazy. And then I bought like also a short because it's still, there are gonna be some hot days. So I have like that short and the pajama just in case for later.
And I put them all on top of each other when it gets cold.
It's an outfit. And then with boots. Yeah. And then in total was €9. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and it's like
that's
new.
That's amazing.
It's new. It's brand new. Yeah. That was not the vintage Humana. Nice. This was like the actually cheap Humana. Not the
vintage. The vintage is like super like she.
Exactly. We don't like that. No. So second hand has to be cheap. So
nice.
That's how I roll.
Love it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar how we live our life. You could just answer this question for me. We'll save the listeners a lot of time.
Right. Okay, well, you guys, thanks for joining us. We want to tell you the sneak peek for our next episode. We are going to have a guest, mm-hmm. and that guest is going to be Portuguese, correct?
Yeah.
Or you'll find out. But we're going to get their perspective on a lot of different things. So we're really excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we want to thank you guys for joining us. And we will see you guys in the next one. And this is From Lisbon
with love. Thanks for watching. Bye,
guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.
Enjoy.
Prost.
Hello and welcome back. I am...
What?
I notice like when I'm editing, I'm always saying I have to like be more focused with that and stop saying
What do you mean
When I'm talking.
Oh.
I'm like thinking, I'm like
Girl, I do that all the time. It's natural.
I know, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, maybe not in the first sentence.
I know. Okay, this can be bloopers.
Bloopers. You forgot your own name.
I know. I said first. That's why I stopped.
Good.
Okay.